All of you, please kneel down. Almighty ever living God, who in Christ revealed your glory to all the nations, watch over the works of your mercy, that your church, spread throughout all the world, may persevere with steadfast faith in confessing your name, through Christ our Lord.
Let us pray for our Holy Father, Pope Francis, that God who chose him to be bishop may give him health and strength to guide and govern God's holy people.
Almighty ever-living God, by whose decree all things are founded, look with favor on our prayers, and in your kindness protect the Pope chosen for us, that under him the Christian people, governed by you their Maker, may grow in merit by reason of their faith, through Christ our Lord.
For Samuel, our bishop, for all bishops, priests, and deacons, for all who have a special ministry in the church, and for all God's people.
Almighty ever-living God, by whose Spirit the whole body of the Church is sanctified and governed, hear our humble prayers for your ministers, that by the gift of your grace all may serve you faithfully, through Christ our Lord.
Let us pray for those among us preparing for baptism, that God in his mercy make them responsive to his love. forgive their sins through the waters of new birth, and give them life in Jesus Christ our Lord.
Almighty ever living God, who make your church ever fruitful with new offspring, increase the faith and understanding of our catechumens, that reborn in the font of baptism, they may be added to the number of your adopted children through Christ our Lord.
Let us pray for all our brothers and sisters who share our faith in Jesus Christ, that God may gather and keep together in one church all those who seek the truth in sincerity.
Almighty ever living God, who gather what is scattered and keep together what you have gathered, look kindly on the flock of your Son, that those whom one baptism has consecrated may be joined together by integrity of faith and united in the bond of charity, through Christ our Lord.
Let us pray for the Jewish people, the first to hear the word of God, that they may continue to grow in the love of His name and in faithfulness to His covenant.
Almighty ever living God, who bestowed your promises on Abraham and his descendants, graciously hear the prayers of your church, that the people you first made your own may attain the fullness of redemption, through Christ our Lord.
Let us pray for those who do not believe in Christ, show them the way to salvation.
Christ crucified, Jesus, hear our prayer.
Almighty ever living God, grant to those who do not confess Christ that by walking before you with a sincere heart, they may find the truth, and that we ourselves, being constant in mutual love and striving to understand more fully the mystery of your life, may be made more perfect witnesses to your love in the world through Christ our Lord.
Let us pray for those who do not believe in God, that they may find Him by sincerely following all that is right.
Almighty ever-living God, who created all people to seek You always by desiring You, and by finding You come to rest, grant, we pray, that despite every harmful obstacle, all may recognize the signs of Your fatherly love and the witness of the good works done by those who believe in You, and so in gladness confess You, the one true God and Father of our human race, through Christ our Lord.
Let us pray for those who serve us in public office, that God may guide their minds and hearts, so that all men may live in true peace and freedom.
Almighty ever-living God, in whose hand lies every human heart and the rights of peoples, look with favor, we pray, on those who govern with authority over us, that throughout the whole world, the prosperity of peoples, the assurance of peace and freedom of religion may through Your gift be made secure, through Christ our Lord.
Let us pray, dear friends, that God the Almighty Father may heal the sick, comfort the dying, give safety to travelers, free those unjustly deprived of liberty, and rid the world of falsehood, hunger, and disease.